Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 93. I have a fig tree in my backyard. I named her Figgy when I planted her. Really original, right? I thought of Ziggy, and I thought of Iggy, but I thought Figgy best fit her. Figgy took to the environment and soil and produced figs in her first season. Disaster struck a little over 2 years ago when South Texas was hit with a sub-zero deep freeze, ice, and snow. The forecast has said it was once in a 100-year storm. If Vegas would give me odds, I'd put $10 down that it happens again sooner than 100 years. When the freeze ended, Viggy's limbs were bent over from the ice, and they'd nearly touched the ground. By the time the ice and snow melted, Figgy lost all but one limb, and the one limb left standing didn't look too happy. All that was left to Figgy was a stump and one limb. Figgy would never be asked to the fig prom in the spring. I thought about digging her out and starting over again. I walked to my garage to get the tools when an insight hit. What if Figgy was like me right after Babe died? At the time, I was hanging on for dear life, and maybe Figgy was grasping to whatever piece of life still existed in her. I let my tools stay in the garage and decided to give Figgy until May 1st. If there were no signs of life on Figgy by May 1st, I was going to take her out of the ground and find a suitable replacement in the fall. When the freeze lifted and the ice and snow melted and the temperatures in South Texas returned to normal, I began watching Figgy every day, hoping I'd see some sign of life. March dragged on. The first week went by with no sign from Figgy. Yet, I saw my spring flowers peeking out of the ground. The second week of March went by, and I spotted buds on the redbud trees. Still no sign of life in Figgy. I'd go outside and talk to her. I'd say, "Figgy, don't you dare quit on me. Never quit, never give up, Figgy." If my neighbors heard me talking to Figgy, they didn't complain, or maybe they were getting together to plan an intervention. I'm not too sure about that. I thought of Bonnie Raitt's song, "Give Them Something to Talk About," and gave myself a chuckle. Sometime around the third week of March, I went outside, and I looked at Figgy, and there were green buds sprouting off the stump and one remaining limb. They were just nubs, but I jumped for joy. I was so happy. Figgy was alive. She was going to come back. My hopes weren't too high that I'd get any figs that summer, but I knew Figgy was going to make it. Figgy fooled me with her resilience. I learned that fig trees are fast growers. Figgy took off like she was shot out of a cannon. It was almost as if she was growing in front of me. Figgy bounced back to full height by June, and she was full of new limbs and emerging figs. The mockingbirds rejoiced with me. They usually get to the figs before I do. I'm happy to share. And by the end of summer, I did get my fair share of figs. Figgy is one of nature's examples of resilience. Figgy took winter's best shot, shook it off, and rose up. Figgy didn't quit on me. Resilience is our ability to bounce back from setbacks. We who are grieving need to experience the bounce-back effect. Resilience doesn't take away the pain of our loss. Resilience gives us the strength to continue living in spite of our loss. I believe you and I have all the resilience we need to bounce back from our loss and continue to live and experience life at a high level. For some people, resilience seems to naturally flow from them. They get knocked down, they get up and shake it off, and they get going again. For others, resilience seems to be non-existent. They get knocked down and they stay down. Or they get up and wander in a fog-like trance, wondering how they'll make it through the day. It's not that they are weak. It's that they have not yet discovered the resilience they still have within themselves. Germany Kent wrote, "Your strength doesn't come from winning. It comes from struggles and hardship. Everything that you go through prepares you for the next level." If we pause for a moment to reflect on our lives, we'll recall the struggles we had throughout our lives. We are where we are today because we were stronger than the struggles that we experienced in our lives. We discovered ways to move beyond them. Each struggle we experienced and survived made us stronger and more resilient. Each struggle we faced and survived taught us a valuable lesson to use further down our road. Each struggle we faced and overcame left us with a set of resilience skills that prepared us for our next challenge. Steve Goodyear wrote, "My scars remind me that I did indeed survive my deepest wounds." That in itself is an accomplishment, and they bring to mind something else. They remind me that the damage life has inflicted on me has, in many places, left me stronger and more resilient. What hurt me in the past has actually made me better equipped to face the present. I like that. What we've gone through, what we've experienced, has made us stronger and better equipped to face whatever we have to face in the future. We do not have to fear what is in front of us. As a kid, I loved playing baseball. I remember times when I struck out each time I came to bat in the game. I remember feeling bad that I disappointed my teammates and my dad. But by morning, I was looking forward to the next game and my next time at bat. That's the way it is with grieving. Some days we strike out. When morning comes, another time at bat awaits us. As long as we grab hold of our bat and walk up to the plate and swing, we just might get a hit. Resilience is us getting up, daring to grab hold of the bat, and taking another chance at the plate. You have the resilience of Figgy. Nothing can stop you from bouncing back stronger and better than ever. The path through might not be the path you'd chosen, but trust it. You'll find everything and everyone you need waiting for you as you travel this path. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And you do have resilience. You are strong. In everything you've overcome in your life, you grew stronger. And that is the resilience that will take you through this challenge, through this experience of grieving. You can do it. And you're going to come out on top. You know you will. Never quit. Never give up. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, or want to share your grieving experience with me, please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.